Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The TechWise Family Everyday Steps for Putting Technology in Its Proper Place is a practical nonfiction book by Andy Crouch about family life in the digital age. Written for parents and households navigating screens, devices, and constant connectivity, it argues that the central issue is not simply how much technology a family allows, but what kind of people that technology is helping them become. Crouch approaches the subject from a Christian perspective and combines personal reflection with research-informed observations about how digital habits shape attention, relationships, imagination, and character. Rather than offering a narrow set of parental controls, the book asks families to think more deeply about their values and then build habits that support them. Its purpose is to help readers move from reactive screen management toward intentional, communal discernment about technology use. The result is a guide that is less about restriction for its own sake and more about preserving real connection, skill, and presence in ordinary family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technology is framed as a character issue, not just a screen time issue. A central claim of the book is that families misunderstand technology if they treat it only as a problem of limits, filters, or parental enforcement. Crouch argues that the deeper question is formative: what kind of people are we becoming through the devices we use every day? This shifts the discussion away from control and toward wisdom, courage, and self-restraint. In practice, that means technology is evaluated not only by convenience or entertainment value, but by whether it supports the kind of family life a household says it wants. This is one reason the book feels different from typical parenting manuals. It does not present digital media as morally neutral or as a simple tool that can be managed mechanically. Instead, it stresses that repeated patterns of attention and consumption shape habits of mind and heart. By making character formation the starting point, the book asks readers to judge technology by its long-term effects on the people in the home, not merely by short-term usefulness. Secondly, family identity comes before device rules. Rather than starting with prohibitions, Crouch begins with the question of family identity. He encourages households to ask who they want to be together and then test each technology against that shared purpose. This matters because family rules about phones, games, and social media often fail when they are disconnected from a larger vision. If the only message is do less screen time, children and parents may comply without understanding the reason. But if the family has defined itself around presence, conversation, creativity, stewardship, or hospitality, technology can be judged by whether it supports or undermines those aims. This approach also prevents rules from becoming arbitrary or inconsistent, since every choice is measured against a common standard. The book thus treats technology habits as part of family culture rather than isolated behavioral problems. That makes it especially relevant to homes where device use has become routine but unexamined. The point is not to eliminate technology, but to keep it in service of a clearly articulated family way of life. Thirdly, the 10 TechWise commitments turn values into habits. One of the best-known features of the book is its set of practical commitments, which translate the larger philosophy into daily action. These commitments are meant to create structure where good intentions often fail. They include practices such as regular periods without digital contact and keeping devices out of spaces that should support rest and relationship, such as bedrooms. The significance of these habits is not the specific rule alone, but the discipline they establish. Crouch understands that families do not drift into healthier technology use. They need rhythms that interrupt compulsive checking and make room for shared attention. The commitments are intentionally concrete because abstract concern is easy, while change behavior is harder. At the same time, the book presents them as family-wide practices rather than punishments for children. That framing matters because parents also need boundaries and because technology habits are modeled, not just assigned. The result is a framework that helps households move from theory to lived practice without pretending that the transition is effortless. Fourthly, attention, conversation, and boredom are treated as formative goods. Crouch pays close attention to what technology displaces, not only what it provides. In his view, one of the greatest losses in a device-saturated home is not merely reduced productivity, but weakened presence. Devices can fragment conversation, shorten patience, and make it harder for family members to listen to one another without distraction. The book also gives unusual weight to boredom, creativity, and unstructured time, rather than seeing boredom as a problem to be eliminated immediately with entertainment. Crouch treats it as a condition that can lead to imagination, skill building, and deeper engagement with the world. This is an important corrective to the habit of using screens as the default response to every gap in time or comfort. He also emphasizes the value of embodied life walking, making, playing, and paying attention to the physical world. In this way, the book argues that healthy family life depends on protecting spaces where children and adults can think, create, and relate without constant digital interruption. that is a broader cultural argument, not just a family rulebook. Lastly, the book is a Christian critique of digital culture, not a tech rejection manual. The TechWise family stands out because it is neither alarmist nor simplistic. Crouch does not argue that technology is evil, nor does he suggest that families should withdraw from modern life. Instead, he offers a Christian critique of digital culture that affirms useful technology while resisting its tendency to dominate attention and identity. This makes the book more nuanced than many books that either celebrate innovation uncritically or condemn screens in blanket terms. Its Christian perspective is visible in its concern for formation, community, stewardship, and the dignity of embodied relationships. At the same time, the book is accessible to readers who may not share every theological assumption, because its practical concerns are widely recognizable distraction, anxiety, overuse, and weakening family connection. The inclusion of research-backed observations and personal candor also keeps the book grounded. It is realistic about the difficulty of change, and does not pretend that a few rules will solve everything. That balance of conviction, practicality, and restraint is what gives the book its distinctive place in the parenting and technology genre. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, church groups, and any reader trying to make technology use more intentional inside the home. It will also be useful for families who already sense that devices are shaping their routines more than they would like, but have not found a framework that goes beyond basic screen limits. Readers benefit from its emphasis on formation, because it helps explain why technology habits matter emotionally, relationally, and morally, not just behaviorally. It also offers practical categories for discussion, which makes it valuable for family conversations and group study. What sets it apart from many similar books is that it is not built around fear, nostalgia, or technical quick fixes. Instead, it asks families to define their own priorities and then align technology with them. That makes the book more demanding than a simple rules guide, but also more durable. Its strength is that it treats the household as a place of shared character development, where technology should serve real life rather than organize it. If you would like to support Andy Crouch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.